Welcome Policy Fellow at the South African Institute of Race Relations, Sarah Gon.
Hi there, Sarah. How are you?
Getting colder.
Are you? With worse to come, that is for sure. So prepare. Sarah, I've got to give it to you. Every week you come up with such an enticing byline that I just long, all the whole show long to get there. Policing in a time of hypocrisy. Unpack that for me.
It's actually probably not much of a surprise. The death of George Floyd in America, as we all know, set off an extraordinary wave of protest, justifiable protest in many respects and unjustifiable rioting, damaging and looting in others. And the issue is that the reality is that America, you know, police forces are city police forces. They're not national. So it's not a national police force. So there will be better police forces and worse police forces. And so everyone, there's a great deal of introspection taking place. However, in this country, the situation is dismal, to say the very least. We have a national police force, or police service, as it's called, which isn't necessarily fit for purpose, given the fact that different regions have different problems, for a start. But the fact is that I think we are so used to having a police force run by, well, let me give you names like Beketele, Ria Piecha, Pachlane, people like that who were either not competent, not fit for purpose, or worse. We have a Susan Shabanga was another one, and Fikile Mbalula was probably the most memorable as far as silly comments go. But we have never really had a properly run professional police service in the democratic dispensation. And so our police force and our defense forces are in trouble. They don't attract the trust of the citizenry. They are seen often as much of the problem as the criminal class. And the reality is that I think the ANC is so inured to it that even President Ramaphosa said nothing about the brutal death of Colin Khoza by the SNDF and 12 others by the police until the George Floyd matter burst into the public domain and then spread around the world. And he was very apologetic and expressed a lot of remorse for it when he gave a speech launching the ANC's anti-racism program. But the reality is that the only comment he had made probably 2 weeks ago about the Collins Khoza matter and the other deaths was that the forces were acting being over enthusiastic. And the gulf, therefore, between our leadership and what people are experiencing and suffering from is immeasurable. And I am particularly concerned that we have to bear in mind that not only has a lot of harm been done by people like Jackie Selebe, who just dismantled what really worked in the police force. It does no favors to the good policemen and women in the force. It doesn't go anywhere to resolving our problems. And for example, under the wonderful personage of Richard Mdluli, our intelligence within the, which is a key aspect of solving crime, was just disintegrated and was actually caused to fail by him because he himself has been charged with criminal offenses, including the charge of murder. So we have a lot of introspection to do, and our leadership needs to be very contrite and very embarrassed that it has allowed the service to become what it has. Bearing in mind, of course, that policing is not just about force and it's not about brute force. It's a lot about almost performing a social work service because so much of what the police do involves things like domestic disputes. And we're just getting further and further away from what we need.
And yet, introspection isn't something I think that we are particularly good at. We don't like to, I don't think, as South Africans, acknowledge our faults. As to this Collins Khoza issue, I mean, they have had an internal inquiry. They've exonerated themselves. I cannot understand why there is no outrage. To me, just personally, I find this far every bit as distressing as George Floyd.
No, no, absolutely. And you see, the I think there's almost a strange psychology that goes along the lines of, well, these are black victims, but the perpetrators are black, so that's kind of okay-ish. Whereas, you know, the whole George Floyd thing was the murder of a black victim by a white policeman, and that's become an issue. That's developed as an issue in the States over the years, and resonates in particularly. But here you have a scenario of black citizens being killed by black police and black army, and it's. We don't introspect. I think there's somehow a feeling, particularly if you're not a particularly good government, that if you introspect, it's a sign of weakness. When in fact, introspection and change is a sign of strength, as far as I'm concerned.
It's a wonderful place to leave it, Sarah. Thank you. Introspection is a sign of strength. I like that. Thank you for your input today, as always. And sure. Yeah, maybe we pick this up again next week and talk about the after effects of this that it's had in schools on race relations in the country.
Absolutely.
Because
okay,
I think there's a lot going on that we thank you, Sarah. I want